Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, so good. For Sean Cook. Are you out there waiting for me? Yeah, sometimes I'm a little behind, you know. I want to thank you for tuning in anyway. And I am in the same state of mind of thinking. I have to think because my life is always being challenged, and not by somebody else. It's internal attack on my system internally, that my mind must be activated to ward off side influence that comes inside of me and give me a good awareness of how we have yet to know, at least I am getting to know, that when we see people behaving immoral and violating proper laws, moral laws, I mean civilized laws. The kind of world that we're living in right now, it is best to get to know people. Some people you really cannot get to know them because they are too violent. However, though, I come to have a lot of compassion for people who are outrageous and violent, you know, beyond what you are prepared to, you know, give them a little let up. Some people, what they're doing, you just cannot give them no let up at all, because they're cross the line of reasonable tolerance. Now, what I'm realizing, you know, almost every day is what causes us to be alive and doing things on our own and stuff like that. You know, in the context where we do things. But as touching who gives us the life form that we have, that's a very serious thing. What is very serious about this is the two different type of humanity that exists that hardly any of us know about. That and you have some people who you have to break them down from the species they come from, and whatever happened after their subgroup go out and interbreed, and all you see all kind of people out in the world. However, we will have to get educated as to what kind of people in the world. We have to be sure about that. That when you see people, you can classify them. It doesn't matter what they look like, but they can be classified if we are interested to know, and if it is possible for us to get the information on what medium brought this person about before we can speak directly about those individuals. Now, because I am very conscious about the human life, it begins with, my concern begins with me first. Because if I didn't start to pay attention to myself, go into my, you know, introspection, and trying to figure out the inner existence of myself. There are a lot of things around us in the world that full of knowledge, and unless we don't start to think, you know, take life serious and start to think about the knowledge that around us in the world for us to know. But you're never going to know if you're leaning on Jesus, you believe in Jesus, and you believe in the God of the Bible, that's a very, very, very serious thing. We need to learn to find out. We're in a bad state right now, very, very bad state. And one thing I was thinking about not too long ago is that when your mind is not thinking about certain things, and the certain things I'm talking about is things that concern you and your welfare, your life that you're living. It's like you forget something, something you intend to remember, but if you didn't set up something like a clock to alarm or something like that, or someone to alert you at a certain time, you could easily forget and get late for something you were supposed to do. Yeah, just like that. All right, so I am thinking now that the church that we devote ourselves to, you know, it's such a dangerous thing. It's such a forbidden thing. Church is not a place that a civilized person is supposed to go now. It is a fact, I'm telling you. Now, the amount of people who believe that they have peace with God through Jesus Christ, they really don't know it's a mad, mad thinking. You know, it's like you're taking up, you're taking up something that you should not take up at all. You know, it is not something good you're taking up, but it looks good to you. My friend, thing with me and what I'm talking about, I'm growing every day. I'm getting to know about myself more and more every day. Because I never cease from thinking about the things I'm talking about. And somebody might say, but, you know, you're not to think like that, man. You know, if you don't think, you lose yourself. That's how I see it. If you don't think about yourself, you will lose yourself. If somebody may say, well, then, oh, I may be someone who is selfish and think a lot about myself. I do think a lot about myself, but not in the negative sense. You know, I am someone who have a devoted interest in myself pertaining to the way I think and the things I do. I'm very, very serious about that. So my thinking of myself don't prevent me from thinking of other people. No, not at all. Well, you probably know by now that I am a young author, but a old man, right? And, you know, there I have some friends who don't know fully well that, you know, I'm producing some information. So, and if they do know, you know, they are not people who know the way to go, where to go to buy a book. You know, some of them, I mean, you may wonder what kind of people that, but there are some people who live a certain way that, you know, they don't if they live, like, say, in Jamaica, and to go to the city where you have a marketplace and things like that, buy and sell things. You know, people who live like that. And they can do some reading, yes, of course, like me. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I know someone that I acquaint with from a child, and this is a lady, and, you know, we separate from each other for quite a few years, and then, of course, I migrate to America, and this person migrate to America, and we started to talk and so. I didn't know about this person's development until we began to talk, because when we sever from each other, we were very young and so. So now we talk every now and then on the phone, and this is a person who, you know, have children, and, you know, have, you know, economic struggles and stuff. But I want to tell you something. I know people, and I have siblings that I caused to migrate as well. And, you know, I mean, we people from, you know, out of Jamaica, you know, a lot of us are poor, very poor, and, you know, just trying to live, right? Come out from under these white people's slavery. And they take all the money and gone with it, and Africa and them, you know, lying up in bed, I don't know where they line up in bed, but they are friends, right? So we don't have a government, and these white people say they are our government. You know? All right, but I'm trying to tell you that I don't just try to think about myself alone, because life is not like that for you to think of yourself and don't bother think about other people. I don't know kind of life where I should just think about myself and don't care about other people. I do care about other people. Like, if they have opportunity to care about me, it's reasonable. But the point is, I didn't wait until anybody do something for me before I begin to do something. I always try to do something for people that I know, and it is appropriate to give a little gift, as small as it may be. So I sent a copy of my book to this person, and along with this, with the book, I send a few dollars also. So this person is not going to only just try to read a book, but they can buy something. You know, you know, it's not a dollar. You know, so this person will be able to also buy something that they probably really want or need, you know, because money is really what make you have certain things. So when I talk about thinking about myself, it's not in that context, because I'm telling you, when I was in church, I used to pay, give donation to the church. I used to give offering and stuff like that. Yeah, I am not a mean person at all. And those times, I thought it was a worthy cause I was giving to. Now, you ain't going to get me to give you a dime to put into a church plate, because I don't even put my foot through a church door anymore. You see what I mean? I so scorn church. because I become educated in this way, in history. I understand what's going on in the world. So things that I was believing before, I don't believe them no more. I clean them out of my mind, you know? All right. So this world that we grow up in is a world far beyond our understanding. Unless we read and get enlightenment, we are always going to believe in things that are not true and think it is a good thing for us to do. No, it's terrible. It is terrible. One point I wanted to make is this. People are easily responding to the Bible because of a few things. We are grown up into a system where we think that the Bible is a sincere book, a book that has something to bring us to God. And my dear beloved friend, nothing is true about that. In all of the reading that I have been reading, the Bible is a book. If you don't know anything about the Bible, don't just put trust in the Bible. Read and try to gain some knowledge. If there is anything true about Adam and Eve, you should be able to read something else besides the Bible and read a literature that is independent of the biblical influence. But if you think that the Bible is all there is to it, you're basically dead and will die a fool. Because nothing will go like that. You know, I now seriously realize that I live in a world that is contaminated. We are, you know, where government is concerned, it's shocking to understand that we are not covered by a government, we African people. You see, and until we get around to the point where we are able to stake out the problem that we are facing in the world, a lot of us don't know anything about the real problem. I didn't know about it for a very long time. Now, though, I understand. Let's say, quite a bit of things now. And the point I was coming is that people are easily drawn to the Bible because they think it's the only book, you know, to give them some peace of mind and such the like. Now, I'm thinking that since we don't know no better, confide in the Bible. We prepare to hold on to the belief in the Bible. We prepare to die in the church according to the Bible. And because nobody don't come back from the dead and tell us anything. And death is, we won't feel any more pain in the flesh. You know? And there are a lot of incentives for why people would cling to the Bible. A lot of people cling to the Bible when they get older, you know, when they say stop prancing around the place. Prancing? That's what they say, prance. You know, prancing all over the place, having fun, you know, fleshy fun. You know, I have a lot of pity on myself and other people, because when I am thinking and want to feel that infinite good state of mind that causes me to you know, just relax. You know, there are too many things that makes me think and feel insufficient. And like what I have weighing heavily on my mind becomes something that I don't need to care about. But that is what is heavily on my mind. I want to be changed to, I want to be reconstruction to a different way that I am thinking, a way that I am thinking. A lot of contemplation go through my mind about who we are, and I am finding out that I am transforming all the time. And there is the negative transformation that is trying to morph, come on me and let me want to be molded to a different type of thinking. Now, that is a way that I settle in my mind. I settled how I want to be. And I come to realize now I can't just be who I want to be, because it's not just one session of thinking that can get you into that state, at least talking about myself. And I am supposing that other people are pretty much like me too, right? As a human, like I said, it's not all together like that, but we have a lot more in common that way, I think, than another way that we don't know much of anything. Now, I am on to knowing some things, and I want to reconstruct my thinking and my feeling. Right? I don't want to feel insufficient and feel like, oh, I must have this, I must have that. I don't want to be in that groove. Because there were the days, like my first 50 years of life, I felt a lot of pain and you know, uneasiness about certain thoughts and feelings that I have. I want to be free from that. And what I know now that I didn't know before, you know, but, and I don't go to a class, you know, I don't learn them in a classroom. I have reached dimension in my quest to have a higher development than what I experienced already. I know I am to continue thinking if I am to grow beyond the already accomplishment that I can now say I experienced. So it's what I have developed and now have a ease of mind to think that way and to behave that way. There's a whole load of things, even things that I settled long time ago and don't need for it to come back to me. It comes back to me. And guess what? The worst thing is, like, I am feeling like the first day when I was trying to get rid of something. Yeah, there is a way that you can be taken back to a desperate thought and feeling or something that you don't want. You don't want. What I'm saying then, we have a spiritual part of us that we have to be highly conscious about what's going on the inside of us. Now, it's not that we can't know what's going on the inside of us, but you can't stay outside of yourself and know what's going on your inside. You, in spirit, will have to get on your inside and observe yourself and get to know how you are to stay internalizing your spirit and see what causes you to feel a certain way, what causes you to think a certain way. You will have to do that. You know, I mean, for who may not understand what I'm talking about, I am talking about the similarity of you have an issue and you decide to take some quiet time and think about it. I mean, that is a common thing that we as people are aware of, right? That, you see, the way you settle matters, I would bet you something, that even though you have taken time to sort certain things out, you don't make it a habit to do that, you know. You might, I am not saying that you can't be like that or been doing it. And since I know I have to give exception, I will make an exception to someone I'm talking to and they're doing exactly what I'm saying. So I don't want to sit here and make you feel like there's nobody out there that could be thinking that way. I have found people who think like I do too. But I'm talking for folks who need to hear somebody say these kind of stuff, basically, right? So you're going to feel good if you make it an habit to internalize and make up a psychological profile of the kind of person you want to be, you know, because you have hormone inside of you. If you're a man or you're a woman and stuff like that, you're plagued with fleshy issues, you know what I mean? Yeah. And those fleshy issues, I mean, especially when it comes to companionship, sex, stuff, you know, that is something that can destroy your life in just a few brief moments. You have to really be serious about the way you want to live to keep your sexuality under control. Otherwise, that feelings will tell your mind to sit down, right? While you go off with your body, and go do whatever it is. When you come back to yourself, you don't even like the life that you're living, because sex only sweet for a little while. You see what I mean? Need a good companion, a good life, and you should not go without a good companion, but please make sure if you are in shopping for a companion, just know that. Don't take it for joke. You know, go deep in yourself and think about it, because a lot of us have gone into a relationship and all we were looking at is the face of a person that is good looking and they look nice and they shape nice and stuff like that. I mean, there's hardly anybody in the world who have not lived like that. You look in a companion and you're not checking out how wise that person is that you're interested in. You're looking to your romantic things and all that kind of thing, you know, and look, stupid sentiments that people have all the time about other people. And those things just sweet for a while. I mean, you talk about good-looking women and good-looking men, right? The woman see the good-looking handsome guy, and the guy see the pretty girl, and vanity both ways, because you like the person now. The bad thing that we do is that we get drawn to people because of intimacy, feelings, right? Your eyes are seeing what you want to see when you look at the person. And then it's the wrong thing, because pretty soon, you know, once you're with that person and they have all the wrong ways that you don't like, I mean, you're going to be burning in hell right now, because what we think about doesn't work to want a relationship because the person look nice. That is not reason to want the relationship. No. As a matter of fact, it should come last. The good looks. It's fine if the person have the good looks, you know. That is a part of, you know, living a nice life. Yeah, because by no means you don't pick somebody that you don't like to see. No, you don't do that. The person must look like something. By all means, now, when you do the rest of the necessary things that you are to do, don't leave out reality when you communicate, the both of you know what you're doing. You know to communicate with each other. You have the respect and the love, right? You don't want to go apart from each other. You want to stay together. You have got to see the quality in the person for that. Not just looks, because looks don't have no judgment. Looks don't do nothing beside or satisfy with the charm. Right? But the charm is not going to do nothing intellectual. The looks is not going to mix. Not going to teach the person to, you know how to, like, overlook certain things and try to fix things. The looks is not going to do that. Because you have a lot of people that are good-looking, but they don't have that type of a depth inside of them to think and to solve problems and to make things go right. The looks is not going to do it. You see? And that looks is going to wear off depending on what ratio that comes in that will allow you get familiar with this good-looking person. You see? Now, you would expect that everything is going to work right because the person is good-looking, but you're lucky if you get it that way, man. You're lucky if you get it that way. I mean, I see from my life, and I was growing up someone who think pretty, you know, pretty good. But at church, I am a church person. My people are Christian. And although I'm well-behaved and I try to think well and stuff like that, but they're not teaching me what is well in church. No, I'm a buffoon. I behave like I'm a southern ape. and I don't come from hominids, you know, is when I, you know, it took me a while. It took me a while to understand what I am to look for, or why, what I should have been looking for. You hear what I'm saying? Our lives are, it has a reality that we must know. We must know it. Otherwise, we waste our time chasing the end of the rainbow. Really, we turn whole and we don't, you know, and, you know, opposed to, you know, knowing we turn whole with our foolish head, our foolish mind. Because in my case, the church turned me into an idiot. Really. So if anybody going to tell you or tell me that, oh, but I was not a true Christian. A true Christian is a sodomite. A true Christian. So it means you have some other Christian that are not true Christian. Because a true Christian is sodomite, homosexual. So if you call yourself a Christian, you go to a church and you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in a fallacy because Jesus never exists. Somehow we are given Jesus Christ to believe in and to depend on. And a lot of us doing just that. But if you don't read a history of your past, then you don't know what Jesus is. Because indeed, I found out Jesus never exists at all. And I'm going from Genesis, you know, and straight through the Proverbs and all those Isaiah prophecies and stuff like that, and find out those things are not true. Just not true. Our history, read your world history textbook. And your world history textbook will tell you reality about yourself and other people and those who are dead long time ago. My friends, I am telling you about my inner self, what I have learned, and what I see going on in the world right now. We are not in a good place right now. And, you know, the earth is always good to us, but we are not always good. And it is not because we don't want to be good. Things have happened that affects us. And unless we get remedy, psychological remedy, to redeem, reconstruct ourselves, we are always going to be tumbling, groping against the wall. Because what I know about the world, the government, and all this stuff going on in the world, my friend, we don't have kingship government, which is the only government given to civilized people. White people are not civilized people. White people take over world politics because of certain things that have happened, things that they have done. We don't know about it. All of the faggot violations to civilized life, where the white people them do, they write a Bible and kick up with all kind of foolishness. I call it vacuousness. Vacuous. God is vacuous in the Bible. That word God. It's not that the word God in and of itself is a bad word. No. But it's the usage of it. The usage of God in the Bible don't represent any real character. And if you were to read to find out how the Bible came about and how the preaching of the Son of God, the Son who God beget, without any woman at all, no woman at all. And when they write about Adam and Eve in the garden, you see how God treat Adam and Eve? Do you see? Did you notice that God favored Eve in the Bible more than Adam? Did you see it? And did you also see in the third chapter that the serpent came in and tell the woman that God is lying, that she and her husband are going to die if they eat the fruit? But what kind of tree? What kind of tree in the middle of the garden is that they're talking about? Do you ever find out? Huh? Look, pointing out to you some things that you probably don't think about. And you are not thinking about getting rid of the Bible at all. Like me. I get rid of the Bible. And when I say get rid of the Bible, I don't mean that the Bible don't have something good in there. But the Bible don't have anything in it to give you the proper knowledge of where you come from and, you know, what should you strive to be. The Bible not tell you that. No, and I don't say it's not telling you some things positive. But you can't one-sidedly tell people something good while you put a lot, mix their mind up with a whole bunch of negative stuff that is not going to, like, put you on the right track, because you need to be on the right track. And if the track, since the track of Christianity start you out with believing where you don't know, you are going to live all of your life in a church and carry your offering all the time with you, because that's what the church really, really wants. You know, for the church to exist, you need to support it with money. So we were not created. Just the thing is, we don't get to know. You see, our parents grow up in the church, and we come along, and they have us in the church, and that's all we know is what the, you know, Adam and Eve in the garden and stuff like that, and all the rest of things that they have to teach us about that so that we stay in the church. They want us to stay in the church without any knowledge, just believing in something where they say, you know, someday we may reap. And that's going backward with the civilized life. You must go forward. That means when you are initiated into something, the initiation must have knowledge to introduce you to what you're getting into. Don't go in there without knowledge. But no, they come with the word believe. Believe in the notion that they teach you about. Because God is just a notion in the Bible. Right? The God in the Bible is a notion. You know? It's a vacuous thing, because you will never come to get anything from God, because they want to tell you, like, everything God gives you is an intangible type of a thing where sometimes you eat and sometimes you miss. Right? So the thing is, in the Bible, you're always dealing with the intangible. God is not going to deal with you with no tangible channel, right? However, you're reading in the Bible that God went tangible with people, not just intangible. You know, God show up physically to people, some people, but the Bible will go other places and in other places and tell you, especially in the New Testament, tell you that God is a spirit. And they who worship him are to worship him in spirit and in truth. He don't say you're going to associate with God in any kind of a physical, tangible sense. You see, so once we believe these kind of things, we are in bondage to them. And they use those things to tie us to God. You see, it's an intangible thinking that tie us to the idea of a God, you see. The Bible is too contrary for anybody to fall in love with as an inspired word of God. It's not true. There is no God, inspired God in the Bible. It's a lie. It is a lie. And based on history on the ground that tell us from antiquity past, come right to where we are here today. We have evidence of things that we can see. So when they tell you about faith is a substance of things that you hope for, and it is an evidence of unseen things. Listen. Listen to what I'm saying. You don't believe what I'm saying. Look at what I'm saying. Look at the words that I am saying. And I am telling you that the history that talks about civilization and how human being created. I'm talking about civilized human being. And I'm not talking about hominid primates, humans, the first human, them that exist. I know them yet about, because they are never civilized in whatever form they are today, because the white people are the southern apes. White people are southern apes. And like I keep on telling you, what is discovered in history, how they changed from being a monkey to looking like real human beings. You see, you know, that's hard to swallow, but it is true. Because you're believing about Jesus, but when I tell you that no Jesus or no God was in Bethlehem of Judea, where they're talking about, you know, Jesus of Galilee and all them kind of thing, and God beget a son and all that. When I show you that, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever that they were invading our territory. What you're reading about Jesus, that's Galilee, and Jesus was a boy of 12, and how he, you know, Jesus grew up, and then they decided to crucify him and stuff like that. It is the most ridiculous thing that you ever hear. Okay? And they are preaching like Jesus came from heaven to save your soul. And, you know, nothing remotely go like that. The talking serpent, the talking serpent already tell you in the Bible, whether it is a talking serpent or not, but you're getting something in the Bible that tells you that God lies. You know, whether or not you want to accept that the serpent busts God, you know, expose God, because God said, you know, you will die if you eat the fruit. And you live to see that is a lie. Turns out that God, into the explanation of what the Elohim said, when God came back home and these people already committed the unpardonable sin by eating the fruit, God make it known something completely different that God did tell them. Now, you're reading that Genesis and you don't see what I am telling you, but I am explaining to you and showing you the confusion that we read in the Bible and believe it all our lives, died and gone wherever we're going. And we don't know. So they use the word belief to definitely blind your inner eye. You can't discern. You can't see the plot, not like that. So, yeah, if God decided that
Adam and Eve come to know good and evil. It is telling you, if you don't know, it is telling you that God did not want them to know good and evil. And why, as reason why he was going to, like, kick them out of the garden. Well, that's what he did, right, according to the Bible. He kicked them out of the garden because they know good from bad. Now, you have a child. You don't want your child to grow up and know good from bad? What about God? We don't have nothing but, we are confusion that we are believing. Because how many ways are God to be true to us? Is it when he speaks contradiction or when he speaks honestly? He told the people that they are going to die if they eat the fruit. Now they eat the fruit and he said, well, they eye open when they, they eye open and they eat the fruit and therefore they know the difference between good and evil. Cause them know good and evil. That's like saying, if you're talking about cash, that God has a lot of money. Yeah, this is a foreign example I'm running here. And he made these two people and give them, ability to make a little money. But it's like the serpent come in and told the woman, God is lying. Because God know the day they eat of the fruit, they will be wise as God. The serpent now, who is supposed to be an adversary, is telling a truth that is going to make Adam and Eve, disobey what God said. And is more rewarded by the serpent who tell the truth. It doesn't make any sense. So, it's like, God didn't want them to have as much money as him have. And therefore, God lied to them. And he take a serpent. Now, it is not logical for a believing Christian in the blood of Christ to turn against, you can't turn against the serpent and claim it is this because of the serpent make Adam and Eve sin. Adam and Eve could not have sinned in that case. You find them writing a whole bunch of foolishness and confusing you because God is not supposed to tell lie to Adam and Eve. And that's what God tell them. These people were still naked after God make them and tell them not eat the fruit. So why weren't they wearing clothes? Why Adam and Eve wasn't wearing clothes? Because God himself now is telling us these things that the serpent didn't tell us. The serpent tell him that God know the day when they eat of the fruit, they will be wise as the gods, not just God, gods. Now today, we know about the Elohim, but you don't get the Bible to be telling you about the Elohim that created us, because these white people, they are sodomites. And what they are doing on planet right now, the earth right now, they're just waiting until the gods ready to totally destroy them. Because they don't want anything else but that. Money, 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 and fucking, and sex. But the worst thing about white people is that their greatest pleasure is to fuck an asshole. You got to understand that they don't have civilized cerebrum and cerebellum brain. Them don't have that, but that they interbreed with us, damage ours. That's why they say now they are ruling us. Listen, there's no such a thing in civilization. It is not remotely possible for white people to talk about they have government and controlling us. No, it is something they learn about government because they never have any government. If they had government, well, why are they doing what they are they doing around us and imitating us? They are, they have life all by themselves where there, when there was no other civilized, no civilized people were not around. It's them with them uncivilized self were around making stone tools and not able to do, you know, civilized things for themselves. They can't prove it. They can't show it. Where they come from. Where white people come from, talking about they have AD Anadama in the government and change a calendar and all this kind of stuff. You mean to tell me the reason why we are in the state we are in is because something happened that we don't know about and we will never resolve it until we find out. Well, I find out, you are not going to listen and try to understand what I'm saying because I don't tell you that I am raising up any institution. I'm not. I never will. But I just feel like people should know the truth, I mean, from an independent standpoint and live your life the way, because, I mean, we don't have any commandment to go and go clap and throw offering in a plate. We don't have nothing like that in our history. We will do voluntary things because we have what in common, you see, religious way of life we have. And we can go and sacredly do rituals to our gods and stuff and pleasure ourselves into things that are intelligible. But these white people, they don't belong to our group, but they are forging themselves into us. That's what happened. And there's no way you can deny that because everywhere we come and settle in the Western Hemisphere, they come there and take it over. Yeah, we are blind. We turn blind ever since they come in and destroy our ancestors, our senses. We're no good for anything. And it's the reason why the world is the way it is. These white people don't care about, you know, shooting up other people in the, whether in the post office, whether in the schools, whether in church. They shoot people, I mean, everywhere, anywhere. And the you probably won't agree with this, but I don't know the reason why you won't agree with it. The president, every president that they have, what 44, maybe like up to 45 presidents now? Look, none of them are civilized. Not even one of them civilized. And they're all trying to be government. That's what they're trying to do. All the money that you see they're spending on stuff like that, and you can see the way they spend money. They spend money to advance their popularity. That's what they use money to do. Do you see how they decorate a place and stuff like that? You know? Can't you see that America and how the country is constructed is sodomites? Can't you see that? You know, you go to a country that no sodomite no there, if you can find one now. But you can see the place don't look effeminate. It doesn't. But America look effeminate. At least some places. You see what I mean? Anywhere these white people put, you know, their attention and decoration and stuff like that, you can see it's effeminate. Because all of the architecture that they have and sporting is ours. Even the obelisk. They never designed those things. They couldn't design anything at all that you see they have. They make stone tools. You see what I mean? And they have law right now, 1220 AD, to kill African people. Now, you don't have anything to say. I must be out of my mind with that. because they go to Iraq. Iraq is not one of what they call European country. No. Why do they go there and kill Saddam? And you listen to me, you probably agree with him to kill Saddam too. And you are, say, African. Why? Because they delude our senses. We don't read our history. We don't know anything about ourselves. The things that we are to know to make us knowledgeable, we go to a school where they teach us something different. Here, we have civilization. And most people don't know what is civilization. You know what is Christmas? Yeah? But you don't know that Jesus did not, in the Bible, promise you peace. But Jesus never existed, though. And the story that they are calling a character Jesus comes from an African man in Israel, or Palestine. A man is a Hebrew, and we are referred to as the black-headed people. Well, these white people call us black people. We are not black people, you know. And if they want to call us black-headed people in the context of the way acceptable history say, well, that's okay. But they don't have any right to call us anything at all. And that's what we must know, that white people not supposed to be among African people. Okay, and they are like the better people now, but you don't know the history, what they did, and put them in the position that they're in. You don't know. Now, well, you watch them, though. You watch them and see. African people will be here, and they won't be here at all. That's what is going to, that's what I see going to happen. No matter what you see, they're going to, look at them right now and say they're running government and the way they're running government. Is this a government? No, it is not. It's an imitation government. But you don't know because you don't read. You don't know that. You see, they used to worship the gods. You go into the world issues textbook and you read that. They used to worship the gods that created us, the Anunnakis. That's what they used to do because there was nothing else in the world. They were not civilized and they are the first humanoid, ape man, right? But they had no civility. And look into Europe and see that for yourself. They had nothing but making stone tools. And whatever they are doing today, they stole it from the African people. That's true. So they want everything to be sodomite. So they make up the churches. You see, and fit up everything because they are intelligent enough to make these mischiefs. That's what you see going on. And we will have to serve them as long as we don't know what they're doing. But you see, over 100,000 years, they have all the time to interbreed and start, you know, get talking baby. Them generation can talk now and stuff like that. And they're making trouble. And we cannot stop them because guess what? Even though we can read well and read, you know, to take care of ourselves. I mean, not short of that, doing that, but we can't do it because we have problems. Yeah, when they interbreed and give us their blood gets into us and our brain can only do so much now. But they have weapons. They can compel you to be subjected to them. You don't know no truth to tell them, to cripple them and let them run from you. You can't because you don't know. Okay? You're going to go to church, you know, tonight, or Bible study or something like that, to study about Jesus. The Jesus that they thought God, you know, begot and stuff. Nothing like that. These people are core homosexual. We are not. We are heterosexual. And they will not leave us alone. And read the history and you will get the entire history of why white people are ruling. White people are not in the procession of government in the African, in the polytheism context. They don't fall into no procession to run a government. You see? But now, they are here until they are almost rottening. Look at them. Right? And we allow them to be here. Right? And look at what they're doing. You think they are a government. Really? You don't read in the history book and see what a government is? It served us all along, long before they come along. So what are we doing with white people government? You see, if you don't wake up and find out the knowledge and you continue to believe foolishness, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Search the word and its definitions, and you will find out that stuff that they're talking in the Bible is fucking asshole. I mean, there is not a better way that I can really talk about that satisfactorily besides tell you it's fucking asshole. And say that is you know, it's not as hard as it can be, but at least you know the disdain that carries. They don't know anything about our civilized life, and they are only emulating wrongly. Now we have government that the Elohim God brought to earth. It was before the flood, a long time before the flood. And if you read the Bible, you won't know what the flood was all about. Because these old bunch of stuff that these white people are writing in the Bible is only to make you impression like it is something true, and you don't hear anything that challenges that. Now, what I am saying totally knock out what they're talking about. But prior to, like, say, you hearing me and you didn't know, hear it before, they were only telling you what they want you to know. And because you don't know no history, you cannot see anything different from what they're talking. So you just believe it. So that's how they tell you about faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, on top of what, there's a little more to it, but I don't remember what you said. But listen, the Bible doesn't contain anything about human creation. Not the Bible doesn't even tell you where, what piece of land did God put Adam and Eve on when he created them. You don't see that. You know? So, this is the thing. These white people will go back to their dogs because they have a lot of female dogs or whatever, even male dogs to, or a companion, because of their culture where they're coming from, the species that they come from. Now, when I talk about it, people not don't want to hear. They don't want to hear because, I mean, what I'm saying is strange. It's only going to be strange for so long. You know what I mean? It's going to be strange for so long. But the thing is, a lot of things have happened on earth at the hands of these white people. And signs have been given for them to understand. They don't want to understand because of their racist blood that they have, right? But in as much as they are exposed to civilization and learn civil things and even go as far as get blood out of civilization people and they start to talk, you know, at least they should adjust to a more civilized way. Instead of talking about they want to run the world and they want everybody to become sodomite fucking ass people. That's what they want. That's what the church, that's what Christianity is all about. Kingdom Dominion Reconstruction is teaching. It's Christianity gospel. That's what it means. You see what I mean? You want to start to think and read without using Bible to help you, because the Bible is not for us at all. And so I want to thank you for tuning into the program today and hope that you are being helped by what I'm telling you. We do not have the information in regards to our creation. It's pure lies you're reading in the Bible. You see, and you can't just jump out of the church that you've been in and don't know nothing about else. You have to go to your history to know. If you don't confidence your history, well, that's like you have a birth certificate. You don't put confidence in the world, in the certificate, your birth certificate. You got to, because what else do you have to show, prove that you are, you know, when you came into existence, who your parents are, the place and stuff like that, right? Well, this is what I'm trying to say. We won't know about ourselves until we go to our history, human history. That's bigger than the recent mother and father birth certificate that they give us when we were born. You see what I mean? So if you're afraid to do that, you shouldn't be afraid of words that you're using every day. If something is going to tell you that it's history now, you know, the Bible is not history. The Bible doesn't say it is history. It say it is a holy Bible. All right. You can't prove that it's not true, because none of the prophecies are fulfilled about no Jesus. You know, people writing it and talk about them a prophet and all. These are the faggot white people am doing that. Okay? But you watch and see how they are falling from the, you know, what you call, you know, psychological sky. They're dropping out. You see, because whereas they have take themselves up, as it were, to the skies above, and that they got everything going for them, you seeing them right before your eyes fall out of the sky from where they go, right? Because then someday you will prove that they had no civility to run a world government. You may, before you die, come to that conclusion that they didn't. Because now you're looking at them and you think like, oh, money, you know, you have money, you have a job, you have this, you have that. And you can't see it yet. You can't see it yet. But if you begin to look, you will start to see that them don't have any sense. I mean, for them to ridicule the African people, who it is by us, whether you want to accept it or not, it is by us that they are here in a so-called civilized sense. Okay? There's much for us to learn, my friend. But right now, we're wasting time. These people have affected us with too many erroneous ideas and make us think is what they say is true. And we can't make distinction well enough to know that we ought not to go to church. So we are basically, in the civilized sense, African people are very, you know, are very weak, because our brain is affected. We're not understanding knowledge and hold our reign of power. We don't. If I ask you, what happened to your inalienable rights by your creator? Who is your creator? The Bible God? That's no God whatsoever. Right? So now we are stripped from having the government, the political government that's called kingship, that came from the heaven above and to us, mankind, civilized, you know, hybrid mankind. White people don't want to have anything to do with hybrid humans at all. They don't want to have anything to do with the Elohim creation of us. They deny the whole thing, and that's where you are in church. You can't give in to those stuff. When I started to read and find out, look, these people, they're like dead dogs to me. Really. They need to find where they come from and go there because, you know, we're not going to fight them to leave. But we're going to get them to leave, though. Right? Well, now it's like we have been cooperating with them. So no big deal. But there is more to it. There is more to any cooperation now that I give. There is more to it because something is behind something. You see, they who leave their own abode and come to defile our life, it's not going to go down well for them. It is not going to go down well for them. Okay? So, let me give you some thoughts from the central theme. Europe, uncivilized hominid species. Call Linnaeus, named Homo sapiens, wrong. We are sapiens, but we glad to say and not sorry to say, we do not have a prefix called Homo. You get me straight? And you white people out there, you got to understand that we are the surviving species. And this species where we come from is called Wise Sapien. And we, the subgroup, is called Wise Sapien, wise human being. That's the way we are identified in the World History textbook. So, we are going to rule ourselves because it's not that we don't have people to rule ourselves, but it's because something has gone wrong. You see, something gone wrong. These white people come up out of 3.5 million years of muting. They mute until that time. And we were not around to see them, but our ancestors 100,000 years ago see them. And you can read where, because of their talking, they create great eruption over the past 100,000 years because they can read now and talk, have education and do stuff. That's why you see things are going the way it does. You go back 72,000 years ago and you will see what's written about the Cro-Magnon man. Said this Cro-Magnon man survives. You want to know about that? You don't know about that. You will hear these people talk about the Neanderthals, and they talk about the Neanderthals with, like, at arm's length. You know, it's like Neanderthal was just another human-like creature that they could go, you know, have sexual pleasure with and to reconstruct their monkey face and structure. You see what I mean? So they get a lot of enhancement from our species. Now, I just read this thing not too long ago and find out the definition about species and the importance of it and how many species of the human existence. Just two. If you listen to them talk, they're not coming from the World History textbook. They're talking what they want to talk. When I'm up there on Google and talking about this issue, they'll they'll cut off my communication when I'm asking them, proper questions. You see, you don't know what these white people, who they are. They're sodomites. They're apes. That's where they're coming from. You don't need to be blush about that because it's very, very clear. And they are above honing that, but they can't stop the truth about that they come from apes, 100%, and mixed with a blood that they're not supposed to. They were supposed to remain apes. White people were supposed to remain apes. Now they want to tell you that they are sapien, homo sapien. Well, they really come from homo, but not sapien. But they, because they interbreed now, that's why you see they forging themselves and behave like, oh, they have to, like, take over where we are because they are sapiens too. Not no go so. Stinks. You know? The gods bless them with empire and all that kind of stuff. It's a whole bunch of foolishness that we are enduring. But we will rule ourselves. The kingdom heaven that sent kingship to earth in the process in the experience of that many different members of the God's family rule this earth, and we were the last in the procession, the hybrid people with the blood of the gods, not know Jesus. It's the reason why these white people make up the church and put a lot of the things that pertain to us, twist it up and put it into the church. You see? So this is the thing. They are coming from hominid and they stray and come interbreed with our species. So they now don't want to call themselves Homo erectus no more. They want to call themselves Homo sapiens. But they belong to the Cro-Magnon, you know, of 100 or 700,000 years ago. Interbreeding, miscegenation. They don't belong to, look, they belong to Europe. No, it doesn't matter how they cut this. They don't belong to our territory where we live. We don't want them. We don't want them. No, they come and claim that. No, oh, they have the right to clear us out, and they come in and take care of all the money. No, that's not true. It's just not true. They have law to kill us right now, and, you know, these fucking ass White House. No, you look at some of them like they are not fucking asshole people in the federal government. The Rothschild and whatever you call the rest of them. They fucking asshole. And they're mad and crazy. They evolve crazy. So the little civility they get is when they, hunt down our people and fuck them off and get talking children. And then the whole of them turn talking people now. And now behaving like, oh, we are the dummy. We are the idiots. But they can't prove their point of running government. They can't. And that's why I'm telling you, if you don't get this information and read it and know it, like, you are neglecting your own life. Because they now want you to know what I'm saying to you here now. If you don't want to read and know your history, you neglect yourself. And it would be because your brain is dead. My brain was not that dead when I started to read. You know, I am over 70 now. And I'm talking to a good friend of mine about this church and the history. And she don't want to hear nothing but about Jesus and him crucified. That's all she wants to know. And she has, university education. And that's, you know, she, it's like she's done, you know, and said, you know, like she's too old now. And I'm like 3 years older than she is. So you can get to a stage where you can't do no more thinking. Nothing can go in. You can't process nothing. But I am processing. I am processing things. When I started to read, and I begin to process like about 12 or more years ago. Of course, it's like about, I start processing maybe like going like about 16, 17 years ago. You know, time fly by quickly. So I'm saying to you, if you have the truth, you don't need to be afraid of anybody. But if you depend on them and think that, okay, that's it, well, you're going to dead with them, you know. But, my friend, it's just that you don't waste your life living in this kind of way. At least you need to know. And when you know, it's up to you with what you do with the knowledge that you have. I want to thank you for tuning into the program and get to know the things, the knowledge that belongs to us. Because we are the civilized people that spread civilization after the gods created us. And I read this all the time. And you don't even hear, you know, people hear these things and call and make a conversation. That would be good. No. So, you know, only me, is it only me are excited about the fact that these white people lead us into this steppy garden of dry grasses and our parents turn into idiots? At least their brain don't work much of anything. You see what I mean? And we're afraid of white people. Them afraid of we away, but I mean, in the way they afraid of us, I mean, they still taking every single thing away from us and turn we into citizens, Roman citizens, and all those old bunch of jackass nonsense. When we have the history to reconstruct, you know, what our ancestors did, get out of that nonsense and come back to ourselves. That's what we do. That's what we have to do. We need to get out of the nonsense. Come back to ourselves. All right. So I read this several times. It's When Time Began with Zachariah Sitchin. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. That's easy as that. It's into the World Issue textbook that recent evidence show that we start to settle down outside of Africa. Over the past 100,000 years, you see. And we come out here and settle down, and after they go through many years of reconstructing themselves into a more civilized understanding, they come after us with their bogus law and about the AD and Adam. And they think that they can make any law and make a new world, and that's what they're doing. With Easter and all Christianity, that's what is happening. But it's just for a time. It's just for a time because I am very sure that the gods, they show signs that they are concerned about us, and it's for us to read and come back to our senses. But as long as we damage and we can't see. But now, I mean, I am not damaged that I can't see. Because here am I. I'm talking. And how many enemies do I have that are Christians, of people who are of my species? They hurt bad. And they're tied. I mean, psychological chain tie around their mind. They can't understand anything else other than Jesus Christ crucified and not Nagasaw. So it goes on to tell you that we are the one that represent civilized revolution of advances in art, science, and thought that swept throughout the inhabited world. It is us. It's not the white people. And the World History textbook tells you very clearly that they are not a part of civilization. White people are not of human civilization. That's what I said. My name is Tim Aldred. Spread it over land and sea, because it is a fact. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulous research work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. You have to read until this knowledge that we never know come gel in our minds where we understand. Because it's strange, really strange, and the different elements of information we need to digest to make everything fashion, form, and structure to us and familiar. We have to do some reading. You got to do some reading. Now, I'm free from all those foolishness. I used to read in the Bible and console myself with it. Now, we have here what is called chronicle time chart. Right? The Earth Chronicle time chart. And it began to tell you, oh, many years ago, something began to happen in the Earth Chronicle time chart. Number one, events before the deluge. Because the gods themselves and a throng of them came down before the flood. Like many, many, like 450,000 years ago. Before, you got to take away like about... about, say, 70,000 years from when we were created, the gods, they came to Earth, right? So remember, at this time, you're looking at the African, the white people, the hominid, the ape man. They evolve at least 2 million years, right, around that time. Or, you know, you could just call it 3.5 million years that those sodomite white people, they were up, left Africa and go up into Europe. So we have a timeline from when our Creator came to Earth. The Earth was here and everything was going on here, except humankind, civilized human beings were not here. These uncivilized, ape-like humans, they were here, right? So everything happened after they left Africa and go over to Europe. Everything with the gods and our species and the creation of us happened after these white people go up into Europe. Now, how did they begin to talk? Are things that we are supposed to find out and quit, I mean, surrendering to these non-human, say they're ruling us, and they don't even recognize our government either. They think they were to kick all of us out of any settlement we have and start anew. That's what they do. Isn't that what we are doing? Starting anew under faggot white people government. Where they get the government from? They get it from the apes. You get that right? Yeah. A ape origin they come from. So anything they say they want to start over anew with different calendar, different, you know, with church and not polytheism, they want everything different. Because they want to continue fucking asshole culture. That's it. Okay? You know what they did with Lot, right? Okay. So we have the Earth Chronicle time chart that tells us from it began, the gods came 450,000 years ago. And then another point where important things happened, 445,000 years ago, and it began to count down, 430,000 years, 100,000 years, 400,000 years ago, 380,000 years ago, it goes on. 300,000 years ago, 200,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, 7,500,000 years ago, 49,000 years ago, 18,000 years ago. And when you come down to the 75,000 years ago, something happened, and it is these interbreed offspring began to make trouble. These who were able to talk now because they interbreed with our people who have God's blood, right? And let me just read the little excerpt at 75,000 years. The accursation, this spell A-C-C-U-R-S-A-T-I-O-N. In other words, you could say accusation, but this is a accursation of Earth, right? So there was an accusation against these who? A new ice age begins, right? Regressive type of man roam the Earth. Who could this be? There is no other form of regression of men except the interbreeding that happened between them and our people. Cro-Magnon man survives. Right? So see, it is the white people are the Cro-Magnon man. They are the Cro-Magnon people who survived to this day because they should have been dead a long time ago. Right? So you see the information we have here? You think this is joke? Now, as long as you full up yourself with the church, you know business with reality here. This is reality. But you never know, and you will have to find out. So it goes on that here is what caused the flood. One of the gods, the leader on earth of the Anunnaki, he was upset with what was going on. Now, you know that these guys were not doing good. Enki and Ninursag, which is, I think, his sister, elevated humans of Anunnaki parentage. Talking about the Anunnaki, the gods who began to mate with human women who are their blood, because they give their blood to make us hybrid, right? So some of them liked the human woman and began to mate with them. Now, Enlil, the commander, did not really like the idea. What he saw that was going on, he did not like, because things was getting out of hand from their cultural way. And it goes on to say, to rule. Now, they allowed semigod, they call it, I forget what they call these gods. Anyway, they were, you know, a cross between the gods and the humans. So Enlil and another, and his officer, I mean high-ranking sister, Ninursag, elevate humans of Anunnaki parentage to rule in Sharupak. Enlil, enraged, plots mankind's demise. Right. He come on down to 13,000. Come on down to 13,000. Realizing that the passage of Nibiru in Earth's proximity will trigger an immense tidal wave, Enlil makes the Anunnaki swear to keep pending calamity a secret from mankind. That was just before, you know, 11,000 BC. So so that's about how long ago the flood took place, right? With the gods them here. And see, the flood that we read about in the Bible will not tell us these details. It hinted a bit, but it's not coming out to tell, move away from the Bible. Right? So Enki is going to do something to save those people who would have died in the flood. But he break the code and break the oath and told a member of the human build a boat to keep them alive. That's what we call Nour, or another name we have, but Nour as usual, right? And they call the flood a deluge. So Enlil did want to wipe out everybody and don't bother with none of them, none of us. But the creator of mankind and his ranking sister decided to spare us, because they think that our lives can be valuable, I think. And therefore, this is what happened. After the flood, Enlil come around to help to rebuild and set us back on our feet. So Enlil is not a bad guy, but they are a different species that create us, just like you create something And you can abolish it when you want. And that thing is not going to cry and say, don't kill me or something like that. No. If you have some edible animals and you decide to eat them, you know, it doesn't matter how them ball and stuff like that. You cut them net and cut the blood and go eat them flesh, you see. And look at the situation just like that. We are here and we behaving like, oh, we control our destiny and stuff like that. But that's not true. We can be swept away anytime. We see people dead all the time. People die, accident, a whole lot of people like in plane disappear with a whole bunch of people. You don't see them no more on planet Earth. So those of us alive, you know, we are under a delusion about life. Because you don't have to breathe the next time. How many people have heart attack? You know, it's like I could be talking right now and I said the last word and you don't hear nothing more from me. You're wondering, what happened to him? That's the way all of us can go, man. So don't fool around with your life and think like, you know, you're okay. If you're not thinking the right thing. And the only thing that these gods, as you can see, why some of us were saved and to fill up back the world of people, it is because one of the gods find that, you know, at least this family was a good family, right? He was able to go against the oath that was given to them by the commander. Okay? So, if you, that's why the Bible, what these white people write, I tell you how you can go to heaven if you live good and things like that. But them now live good. But it will keep you a fool until you're dead. That's what's going on. All right, my friends. Now, get me back to Europe and civilized hominid species. Carl Linnaeus named Homo species. No, name Homo. No, name sapien. Right? Why sapien? So this sodomite man, who they say begin to name things and things, he begin to name our species Homo. We don't have no Homo. We are wise sapien. That is our species. Wise sapien. And we, the subgroup, we are named wise sapien. The Neanderthals, that is a basic miscellaneous, if you want to call him. It's not miscellaneous, I want to say. Generic. Yeah. Say, the Neanderthal was generic wise sapien subgroup. You get me? Right? So our species that beget us, identity, is wise sapien. Sapien is the species. Wise sapien. All right? And then the Neanderthal, a generic wise sapien. They remain with the identity because there was no addition, no changes. But this, the wise sapien that became hybrid is called wise sapien. Sapien, wise human being, anatomically human being. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is that the only thing that is valuable of us is the purity of our minds. That's the only thing that matters. Why we would say, well, then, die and go to heaven. Because you have human being, while the gods were here on earth with their mass of their species, they are what you call immortal. They are immortal. We are not immortal, but we could be made immortal. We could. Who knows? Maybe in the generation, in the after we are dead, if we are civilized, good people, our spirit can be given another body to have immortality. It is possible because it happened to Enoch. Enoch was taken up to Nibiru. We're not talking about ghosts. Existence now, right? No, we're talking about human body, you know, were taken by the gods who are of body similar to us, but they are immortal. So he was taken up and taught science and different things and come back and taught it to his son. And that's where the priesthood began on earth. What you see these white people talking about, the priests and all that kind of thing, and the Pope, it's something that they have, you know, adapted and use it under their faggot institution and their establishment, New World establishment. These people don't worth anything. Besides what you see they're doing here, and they are imitating us to any limit that they can. You know, that's the reason why a lot of us take them for civilized people. They're not. White people are not civilized. They never will. Okay. They're pretending. And impersonation and all that kind of stuff. That's what they're doing. All right. Let me go on and read some of this here. The Latin noun homo, genitive, hominis, means human being. Yeah, but what human being is he talking about, though? Because uncivilized human being and the civilized human being are two different taxonomic class. We don't have the same kind of blood. You see that? Human being or man in the genetic, but more distinction you got to make. Human being, mankind. You don't make the ultimate distinction yet. Okay? You have to make the ultimate distinction to see that just being a human being alone don't make you a homosexual, because they are homosexual. We are not. We are heterosexual, a different culture. That okay? So in every way, we African people are different from them. It goes on to say, it goes on, my friend. It goes on to say this. The binomial name, Homo sapiens, was coined by Carl Linnaeus. So here are some information. that we need to know, because we are just left to go on and suck up what these people write, and we don't know the details. Because when they're calling us Homo sapiens, is an uncivilized European sodomite man and make this up. And when they bring it to us who don't know A from Bullfoot about what they're talking about, we just accept what they say. And now they come and say they're ruling government and ruling us and call us anything they want to call us and stuff like that. Until we wake up out of our uncivilized thinking where these white people come and brainwash us with, we really won't know much of the things we're supposed to know. You see? Okay. 17, he did this in 1758. So, you see, until then, nobody called us Homo sapiens. Nobody called us until almost 2,000 years after they said they are ruling. You see what I mean? And they want to pen us with it. You know, it's a good thing that I begin to notice this and say, well, whoa, I just on my common sense. And it turns out I am right, because it's after I decided now that we don't, I use the Homo, and it tells you clearly it has to do with homosexual. So I say, well, we are white sapien. You don't call us Homo sapien, but they want to call us Homo sapien because they do the interbreeding with our people. That's not the way it works. It don't work like that. You see, and they're using all of their violence and weapons and stuff like that. We make up the Bronze Age, and they take over everything and now want to behave like, oh, they make everything for us. No, it don't work like that. Just don't work like that. Names for other species of the genus were introduced beginning in the second half of the 19th century. You hear that? These sodomites begin to turn us into sodomites. You see, at least in using some indications. You see, if we don't know no better, we accept sodomite name, our identity. Here they come now. Homo Neanderthals. Homo Neanderthals, 1864. You know? Now, there is no Homo Neanderthal. Because Neanderthals don't come from hominin. Don't come from apes. You see what I mean? Is this the only thing we won't know? Unless we want to know. Definition of binomial. One, mathematical expression consisting of two terms connected by a plus sign or minus sign. Two, a biological species name consisting of two terms, origins. And these are what these sodomite people make up. You see, we are of African origin. We don't allow these fucking ass old white people call us or define us. Where is our people to do it? And Africa sit there and let them do these things to us. They also share similar cultures and traditions, even though they were divided into two groups. By the Kievan Rus during the Viking Age. You see, we don't business with those things. But at the rate that things are going, if we don't, we are under these people, like for the keeps, you know, if intellectually we don't get ourselves out from underneath them, you know, something is definitely going wrong. Sumerian civilization, what race are the Sumerians? They are polytheistic. Most historians have suggested that Sumer was first permanently settled between 5,500 to 4,000 BC. Now, imagine this, 5,500. That means when we as civilized people started out into urban, big civilization in Mesopotamia, India, and Egypt and China, the white people then was only about trying to make mischief for the African people. They didn't get to the point yet. It would take like almost 5,000 years before they pulled the coup off on the king in Italy. So they have been struggling, coming along until they float up into society and talk about they have a military and all that kind of thing. And where they get it from? They get it from Africa. Africa let them kick out the king and take everything where the king had. And from since then, these people no want nothing, want of money no longer again. By the West, it says most historians have suggested that Sumer was first permanently settled between 5,500 and 4,000 BC by the West, by a West Asian people. Okay, so that means that the Sumerian people came out from West Asia. People who spoke the Sumerian language, pointing to the names of cities, rivers, basic occupations, etc., as evidence. A non-Semitic and non-Indo-European agglutinative language isolate. I don't know what they're talking about, what they're mixing up yourself. Because she's talking about those people, he says, by a West Asian people who spoke the Sumerian language. So, yeah. Pointing to the name of cities, rivers, basic occupation, etc., as evidenced, a non-Semitic and Indo-European agglutinative. Language isolate. I don't know what they're talking about. where they have to bring in Indo-European, what that is for, what that is about, you see? West Asia is sometimes referred to as Southwest Asia. West Asia consists of Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Cyprus, Georgia, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, Palestine, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Syria, United Arab Emirates, Yemen, most of Turkey, and part of Egypt. So that's what West Africa consists of. Okay, my friend. You know, this is about all I am able to do today. And I hope that you have heard something. And let's do a little ending here. And see... Hope you have a good day. Take good care. Shirley Bassey.
I who have nothing. I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. Buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you. She wants to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing. I who have no one must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, darling, 'tis on who loves you.
I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Searching for that open door.